My reaction is one of horror. I think, like most right-minded people, I've arrived here at the scene. I've spoken to the victim of this disgusting attack, which the police are treating as a hate crime. And the victim was extremely traumatized by what has happened. She's been out of her home from late last night after the bomb attack happened. And, of course, it's caused a level of disruption to the residents in the area as well. We all thought that we had left incidents like this way behind us in the past. And it's incredible that in 2015 this sort of thing is still continuing to happen. So the victim has my total sympathy and support, and I've offered her any practical help that I can offer, what little I can offer. And I just think that the whole community has to stand together and, you know, in solid rejection of this sort of hate crime. The police have been very good on the scene here, and also there's, you know, support in terms of trying to make sure that she's safe and that all the needs are taken care of. So there is a sense that people are rallying around to be as supportive as they can. But the difficulty in this is, although the victim has escaped a physical injury, there's a terrible trauma, obviously, that comes from an event like this. And unfortunately, that can stay with people for a considerable period of time. So it is pretty horrific. And, you know, I think it's something which everybody in Derry would reject wholeheartedly.
There also is that lingering fear that if it's happened once, it can happen again. And we've heard countless stories in Derry and elsewhere about people leaving their homes because of fear, because they no longer feel safe. And that is perhaps the long-term effect of this.
Yes, I can empathise very directly because I've actually experienced this myself. I had a pipe bomb incident at my own home about 14 years ago and ultimately did move as a result of that. So I know exactly, very directly, the effect that this can have on individuals and their families. So your home is somewhere that you want to be able to feel completely safe. It's where you seek sanctuary. And the thought that somebody would sit down and plan an attack like this to harm you, to potentially to kill you in your own home, is just about as horrific as it can get. So I think everybody will be disgusted to hear this news today.
The PSNI are urging anyone with information, with any perspective on this, to contact them. You'd back that view, obviously.
Absolutely, 100%. The police here are on the scene, and it's critical that anybody has any information that's relevant to it, pass it on to them so that those responsible for this can be brought to justice.